I just found out my married son had an affair and the woman may be pregnant. We should edit that out.
That's all fun and everything. And then all of a sudden a thought creeps into my head. What if I teleport to the roof?
You guys want to talk about boobs for a quick second?
Teat's not exactly that long. Like, it's not like it was like a teepididymus.
I think my life without television would have been drastically different.
Sex in a car is probably something you're not that great at.
I was great at that, actually.
Do we know the good shit? We absolutely do.
I mean, you never leave a slaughterhouse protest feeling like you got what you wanted because, you know, they're still going to be murdered.
Chris Manzo 8, Venmo.
There were daddy conversations, there were mommy conversations.
Play this was a mistake. Having you on the show was a mistake.
Here's my thought. I just had an idea, but I forgot it.
The dating life in general should have just straight up contracts. Should be like sports. What's up, guys? Dear Albie, episode 15. Hoda.
Hi.
My friend Hoda's here.
Yeah.
Hoda, I've known you forever.
I know.
It seems like it.
Too long.
It is too long.
I know. You've been stuck with me for a while.
Yeah. Like, you guys don't know Hoda. Hoda's a great friend of mine. If you guys ever actually... You may have heard of Hoda if you're from the Hoboken area. Hoda had a food truck.
Yeah, Molly's Milk Truck.
And it was still to this day one of the best grilled cheeses I've ever had in my life. It was very big.
It was big
in my life. Grilled cheese is a big deal. Anybody that knows me.
I thought you meant like literally. I was like, yeah, it was pretty big.
Oh, it was a big deal. People knew it.
Yeah, it's
you guys
true.
Had a real following.
Yeah,
and then
we
had
did.
A drink, and that's how we met.
We did. Effing Delicious.
And then it was literally called Effing Delicious, which I thought was so
funny.
Because that's
what it was.
Yeah. Almond milk iced coffee.
I'm like, not to brag, but.
No, it's all true. It's all true. But you are like Miss Queen Entrepreneur in Forbes, the whole thing.
Yes.
And now you're doing a podcast with me. So how the mighty have fallen. Like me and you. Look at this. I was on TV.
I love doing a podcast with you.
I'm
honored to be doing this podcast with you.
It's a hit show. I remind everybody.
Yeah, I believe it. Top 10, right?
I'm playing. But no, Hoda, insanely successful. A lot of fun, very down to earth, normal girl. So we were talking about podcasting, and here we are.
Yeah.
And we are down one. We're down Chris Manzo. And anybody that listened to the show last week knows that me, Mom, and our friend Nando held it down because Chris wasn't here. Chris is supposed to be here today. He's going to walk in any second. He's late.
Tardy to the party.
So the producers there just kind of did a little, called an audible last minute and said, we're just basically going to make this about being late. So I don't know. So you've listened to the show a little bit.
Yes.
You know, you got a little bit of a feel for how it goes. I'm going to jump in for Chris's role for a little while. We've got a couple people that hit us up at DearAlbieMailbag@gmail.com. For those of you that also are listening that want to send in a question, DearAlbieMailbag@gmail.com. Again, that's what we do, Hoda. Look, those
the
little
plugs
right
I
there.
I love
it's
the plugs.
Very,
come
very
on.
Easy.
I could smell a plug from a mile away.
But we did actually get hit up with this randomly, and the reason why we felt comfortable kind of pivoting is we got a random question at the mailbag. Dear Albie, would you consider yourself an on-time person? Who was the late one between Al, Chris, and Lauren? Well, obviously Chris right now. Anyway, do you believe in Tom Coughlin time? How angry do you get when somebody is late? Now, me personally, Hoda, I don't know where you stand on this. If I am late to the electric chair, I would be pissed. I swear.
Yeah, no, I'm really, when it comes to business, I'm always on time. When it comes to personal, it's kind of dicey, but I'm Persian, so it's just kind of like, it's just kind of how it goes.
It's one of those things. I don't know. It drives me insane.
I know.
Now, certain things come up, but like if I'm, no joke, I could sit in traffic and if I'm going to be 5 minutes late for something I definitely don't want to go to and it's not even a big deal, I start bugging out. I get the worst anxiety.
Me
I don't
too.
Know what it's from.
I mean, I don't get anxiety. I just go 100 miles an hour. I try to like let people know if I'm going to be late, but you do the best you can. I mean,
now Chris is just like very. I don't know how me and Chris came from the same womb. I'll be honest.
Chris
and
could be pulled over right now for speeding. You know,
well,
you don't
have
actually.
He doesn't have a car.
Okay, Chris could be pulled over for drunk biking.
That makes, well, I mean, physical activity in
I'm
him.
Just saying, it's possible.
Maybe just for being, you know, maybe drunk walking or something.
Or
I don't
like,
know what the hell he's doing.
He could have been scooting and gotten into a scoot accident.
He's in the back of an Uber right now doing whatever he's doing. But the bottom line is, Chris has like this personality that is totally different from mine.
Yeah.
Like, we are complete opposite
oranges,
ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
And when it comes to Chris, he can show up and it's like, he walks in, everybody's happy to see him.
Nobody cares he's late.
I'm 5 minutes late, everybody rips me a new ass.
Because people know that you're on time. People know that like you respect time. And if you're not on time for them, then they're like, why is he not on time for me?
It's for whatever reason, I don't know. It's just one of those things that I've always, I don't know. I don't necessarily, you understand Tom Coughlin time too, right? You
no.
know what that is?
All yeah,
right,
the so. Giants the old Giants coach.
Yeah, basically he would say if you're not five minutes early, you're late.
Right.
And now I've got like anxiety too of showing up early at places also. I can't really get away with anything. If you haven't noticed, my brain is like a mental torture chamber that I've lived in for the last 30-something years.
My God.
Because if I'm showing up early, I'm like, oh my God.
I'm early.
Yeah, like I look desperate right now. It's so weird. They're not ready for me. If I show up late, it's like I'm just a mess. No. I'm a complete mess. So we haven't done – Chris is texting me, guys. Hold on. He just said, do you have a phone charger? I mean, is this kid for real? Yeah, no. I'm in the middle of something. I'm busy. Yeah, it's insane. Anyway, so we haven't gone to really what this show is actually about in a long time. I probably haven't read an actual Dear Abby question in about half a dozen episodes. It's been forever. But really, the entire idea behind the show is old advice column questions that we're bringing back.
Of course.
And let's check it out, see how much things have changed, blah, 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 blah. And it's kind of taken on a life of its own. So we're going to get back to some old Dear Abby stuff.
Fabulous.
And here's one. It's actually from not that long ago. It's about a year ago. Dear Abby, my sister says it's rude to arrive at a party at the time specified on the invitation. She insists that if the time states 8 p.m., you shouldn't arrive before 8:30. I disagree, and I told her that I believe that guests should arrive on time, and to be late is disrespectful. Her response was that I am behind on the times. Please let me know who's correct on time in Florida. So this is big because Abby's going to weigh in on this, and you know we know how she feels about all these things. But when it comes to a party, Hoda, do you get the same anxiety?
No. I'm like, if I'm there at 8 o'clock, great. If I'm there at 8:10, great. They're probably happy that I'm 10 minutes late, you know, because they're like throwing last minute stuff out and getting everything perfect. So I feel like you don't have to be like on time for a party, but I feel like 8:30 is a little late.
Well, I mean,
I'm
like
happy, like somewhere in between, in between.
I don't know. For me, if it's like a formal thing,
if it's a formal sit down dinner,
whatever.
Either at 8 o'clock,
right?
You know
I think
what
it
I'm
also
saying?
Depends on
if you
your
guys
friends.
Are just doing bong rips and you know well, just having like a kegathon, mm-hmm. then it's like get there at
get there when
whatever
you get there.
The hell you get there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
well,
saying?
Do you think does weed? Do you think weed influences the amount of, I guess, you know, the thought that you kind of put into how
I
punctual you want to be.
I think you're much more relaxed if you're taking bong rips.
So, but like, so is it the type of thing then? Are you going to hit like a pen on the way down to kind of chill
definitely,
yourself out?
Definitely. Right.
So you've got your
hitting
things
a pen
in place.
Is all the time. That's not, you don't need a specific moment.
You know what's strange? I just never, you know, when we did the show, I had gotten into the agriculture world a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of things that, you know, obviously applied to cannabis and all that. And we filmed in Denver. And I enjoy drinking, like drinking I can do.
Mm-hmm.
I never kind of came around fully on the weed stuff.
I've been around the weed stuff. I'm down with the weed
so
stuff.
So is it like, because to me, I don't think it's a consistent experience.
It's
and I
not,
don't like that.
Okay, so this is the thing. If you're eating it, it's definitely not
oh,
consistent.
So you're going right towards.
If you're eating it, it's not consistent. If you're smoking it.
Now, like, you make it yourself. Do you make? I mean, I would assume because you have the cooking background and all that other stuff.
Yeah, so. But I don't make edibles. I'm not like this isn't like that's like a cracked out Betty Crocker. No, I mean like I've had a gummy bear in California. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But like I'm not at home making weird pot contraptions.
Not,
you know, but
see,
but like
crazy.
Hitting a pen like that's like I know what I'm getting. It's mild. It's like a relaxer for me, especially like I really do have anxiety, so I feel like it really does help. But the edibles, you don't know what you're getting. That's a mixed bag.
So the legalization here in Jersey, you got to be pretty excited about.
Super excited.
Yeah. So love like, are you, well, do you have a medical thing now?
No.
I thought we talked about that.
Like,
no. But it's strange for me because like when we went out to Denver, you ever been out there?
No.
Okay.
I'm dying
so
to go though.
I landed. First of all, that airport, we got to do a show.
Raked a weed?
No, not even so much that.
Oh, really?
It's a really creepy airport.
Oh,
like there's
great.
Like a bunch of like all these crazy Illuminati stories behind the airport. It's a story for a different time, I guess. But we get there and no joke, when you land in Denver, there are pamphlets on like what to do and not to do when you're smoking for the first time.
Oh, because it's like people
like,
probably
you know,
freak
when
out.
When you're out there.
Yeah.
And the first thing it says is if you don't feel anything, don't do more.
Yeah, I know.
That is the first thing it says.
I know.
Okay. So Bravo had us jumping around to all these really, really cool places. Different like, you know, there's a factory for like drinks and who's making chocolate bars and all this
right.
stuff. Right. So we get out there And I'm like with the guy that's basically like has the biggest grow house out there, and I'm asking stupid questions.
Is he
I'm
single? Not,
actually, he got divorced. You know what's so funny? He was telling me he got divorced, and now he goes
totally into it.
He was like all depressed, living in his brother's basement.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Well. And then he started this grow house.
Okay, fine. So we're back.
So you're back. You're back in.
And he has, I'm back in
but
it.
But this is going to be big to see how you react to this. He has his own room of just armor and swords, like a Game of Thrones room. And
all
they
right.
just battle.
And we're back out. We're back out.
It's crazy. But anyway, so he and I are talking. I'm like, hey, do you have like your favorite brand? Like, this sounds weird, but like, is there a brand of weed? I didn't smoke until I was in my late 20s, first time ever. Right. So we get out there, and when you check into the hotel, they even hand you a vaporizer.
Like, fabulous.
Colorado is not messing
my
around.
Kind
they
of hotel.
Fully embraced this stuff. So I sit down and, you know, like, just let's fire this thing up and see what happens. Yeah. And I'm sitting around, and I'm waiting like an hour. And I just do what I feel like I feel like the way it would work typically is like a drink, right? Every time I inhale, it's like a sip.
Right.
So you got to do that a bunch of times, I'm thinking.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm I take like probably 10 hits from this vaporizer thing.
Oh, God.
Whatever
all
it is.
Of a sudden, it was probably just like, boom.
No, I felt nothing.
Nothing?
And then about an hour and a half in, right? And we had all these like edible things and like it was like that was what the trip was for, right?
Right.
So we're sitting around and Chris looks at me and he's like, I got to go, man. And I just do what I thought was the right thing. So the second I get done hitting this thing, I pick up the phone and I just said, hey, like room service, I want everything.
Because I want everything.
I didn't know what I was going to be in the mood for. This is a true story.
Yeah, okay? Way to pace yourself, buddy.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, waiting, right? Food gets there and it's all these things like chicken fingers, there's desserts. Like I didn't know what I was going to want. So like, you know, I just wanted it all there. Just like this. So nothing's happening. And now I'm getting pissed because what was bothering me then was like the food's getting cold now. Like what's going on?
Right.
My brother looks at me, gives me a giant smile and says, I got to go, man. I got to go. He stands up, picks up the chicken fingers and he goes, I'm going to go to my room. I love you. And just walks out.
He
just left me there. Now, I'm feeling nothing. Now,
right.
So I'm sitting there by myself and now Chris is gone. And now like 2 hours have gone by and I'm like, you know what, man, you did this wrong. Like, you just did it wrong. Like, this is just not how you're supposed to feel.
Right.
Like, I feel nothing.
Right.
So I go and I load this thing up again.
Oh, brother.
And I just do the rest of it.
Oh, God.
Because I'm like, that had to be the thing, right? And I'm sitting back.
Oh, man.
And about 3 minutes later, it felt like somebody put a lead blanket over my head. I couldn't move. Okay?
Oh, my God.
And I'm sitting there and I lost all of my short-term memory, like all of it. And it was like, it was fine. That's okay. Until like you move a glass and then all of a sudden I'm like, where'd my glass go? I'm like, what's going on? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's so weird. Like I'll make a phone call and I'll be on the phone with Chris. I'm like, how did I get on the phone with Chris? It was really bugging me out.
You should have phoned a friend.
This is what I do. Right. So now I am like glued to this couch. Like this is not a good experience. Right. But like, I'm kind of having fun with it now.
Right.
Because now I get up and I go to the bathroom.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, you could teleport. Like, this is amazing. Like, I would just sit back and say, go to the bathroom. And like,
I would
I'm there.
Pay money to be there, like, with you. It's just crazy. Feel like a fly on the wall, like, watching this all go down.
I was so excited. I'm like, oh my God. So I'll go to the kitchen. Like, I'm in the kitchen. And now I'm like, I'll go back to the couch. This is awesome. So, like, basically, I'm there for the seconds 1 and 2, and then I don't mentally come back until seconds 8 and 9, right? And in second 10, I realize what's going on. So now, that's all fun and everything. And then all of a sudden, a thought creeps into my head. What if I teleport to the roof?
Oh, brother.
And I start bugging.
Oh, my God.
That's it.
I die.
So we're sitting back, and I'm like, I can't believe this. This is not going to be good. This is not going to be good at all. Because if I teleport to the roof, like, what's going to happen? So I start freaking out. So I call Chris.
Oh, my. Wrong person.
Call my brother.
I feel like not the right person to call in this situation.
I go, dude,
like,
what's going on?
What's
I go,
going on?
I'm telling him what's happening. He goes, Al, you're ruining my night. I said, Chris, I'm bugging out over here. I go, I need you to come back. I go, I'm leaning against the wall.
You're ruining my night.
He goes, listen, man. He goes, I'm going to give it to you straight. He goes, I'm watching Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Dr. Grant worked his entire life. He just saw a dinosaur for the very first time. He goes, I just watched this man's entire existence come to this big moment. He goes, and you are ruining this for me, and you're ruining it for Dr. Grant. And if that doesn't help, you're calling your little brother because you're freaking out. The only place it's legal to smoke weed. And he hangs up the phone. And that weirdly put it in perspective for me. So I hear that, and I'm like, okay, well, he's watching TV. Like, maybe that's what I should do.
Right.
Calm me down.
Oh, God.
So I get in bed. I turn the TV on. It goes on the Weather Channel, which is fine.
Okay.
But some producer on the Weather Channel thought it was a good idea to buy the show Why Planes Crash.
Oh, my God.
And I basically sit through
hell,
hours.
Torture,
hours that were like, I can't move. Of like, when I have to get on a plane the next day of planes crashing.
Oh, my God. And
that was pretty much the last time I decided that I was going to.
That it wasn't for you.
That I was going to smoke.
It wasn't for you.
So it's not. I don't know how we got there from being late, but that's what happened. All right, this one came into the mailbag. This is from V. Dear Albie, I'm 32, been with my boyfriend for years, and I've only ever been with him. I'm very much in love with him, but I want more sex.
Yeah.
We live together, but work completely opposite schedules.
Oh, brother.
Usually, we'll have it once a week, more if I'm lucky.
Once a week.
I'm not a cheater.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I'd ever end it because of that, but damn, I really want more. I've mentioned it to him, but I know our schedules play a major role in it. I'm just curious to know, how important do you guys think sex is in a relationship, Hoda?
Honestly, first of all, mistake number one, you've only been with him. I mean, this is like...
Why do you say it's a mistake? Why do you say it's a mistake?
Because she's going to turn 40. She's going to freak out. She's going to have sex with everything.
Well, look, let me ask you this. Do you think, though, that... Now, she's clearly having sex before she's married, so I don't think it was that kind of a thing. I think maybe this is the type of person that waited for the right situation. Okay, now her only thing is, she didn't say it's bad, it's just not getting enough of it, which is fine. But like,
quit your job, girl. Quit your job and you'll be ready all the time. Yeah. Whenever he gets home, meet him for lunch and do him in the parking lot. I mean, you gotta put in the work.
So you're just, you're like a drop anything type of
I just
girl,
feel
whatever.
Like once a week, look, it's definitely not everything. There has to be like an emotional connection. There has to be mental stimulation, but like, once a week turns into once every 2 weeks, turns into once a month, turns into you're blowing out batteries in your vibrator, and
Jesus.
Then you're headed to divorce. So I'm just saying, like, you gotta just get it together, V. Just make it happen, V. See, take days off.
Here's what I think.
Sick days.
For V, here's what I would say, okay? I actually don't mind the being with one person thing. I think it's refreshing. I think a lot of people kind of, jump into things now without, you know, having a ton of thought, which, look, I've been on both sides of the ball.
Right.
I'll say that. I do think sex in a relationship is super, super important, but I do think you got to get there first, which it sounds like you and your boyfriend have. So you guys have that whole mental, emotional connection. It doesn't say how long they were together, but, you know, look, have the conversation with the guy. I would then, instead of, like, I don't think this is something you plan. I don't need to put sex in the calendar. You know what I mean? Like, if you're there and the schedules are crossing paths, if you guys live together, you make it work. You know, like, sneak in the freaking shower when he's in there or something
there
like that.
Go.
If you need something, that's fine. But I think it's an aspect of a relationship like anything else. It takes some communication, but I don't think, you know, you can – the girl really has a lot more power on that end of the relationship
damn
than the guy
right.
does. I think so anyway.
I agree.
So for me, if you're like throwing it at the guy the second he walks in and he doesn't react on it, it's
then
a different
a
kind of a problem. It's a different kind of a problem. But like, end of the day, I do think like, you know, for me personally in my personal life, yeah, it's definitely important and it's a role. I think it's great that you're not a cheater, but I think there's nothing wrong with going up to the guy, telling him what you think, and, you know, going from there. Speaking of not getting it enough, we finally are gonna get us. We're gonna get some.
Hey,
of
how are you,
Chris Manzo?
Good. Long time no see.
Has walked in, and everybody's happy to see him. Look at that! Isn't
what
that amazing?
He gifts or just for himself?
Well, I wrote. I said, "Does anyone want anything from the Red Bull store?" And I got no response.
So I don't know. I screwed that up. I guess that was me. But hey, Chris Manzo is here, guys. Chris, you know Hoda.
Yeah. How you doing?
Hi. I don't know. How are you?
This is Aaliyah.
Hi, Aaliyah. Nice to meet you.
Hoda brought emotional support. Hey, Chris. Basically, this is a good time for you to chime in. Somebody just wrote to us at the dearalbummailbag@gmail.com. 32. She's been with her boyfriend for years. She's only been with him. She's only getting it once a week, and she's concerned. She wants to know how important is sex in a relationship for us? And basically, I guess in a roundabout way, how does she solve this?
How long have they been together?
She said years.
What if she What if he's not attracted to her anymore?
She goes, we live together, but we're completely opposite schedules. Usually we'll have it once a week, more if I'm lucky. I'm not a cheater. I don't think I'd ever end it because of that, but damn, I really want more. I've mentioned it to him, but I know our schedules play a major role in it, so just curious to see how important you guys think sex is in a relationship.
I mean, I think every relationship is different, but I think this sounds mean. I mean, you're throwing me right into something mean. But I just don't see a guy, if a girl's begging for that, I don't see a guy saying no unless there's something different with the girl.
Thank you, Chris.
Physically, honestly. Just truthfully. And I'm not to sound like a dick. It's just
no, it's the reality.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, look, I think,
so excuse the noise.
I think that it's the type of thing where, you know what, have a conversation. See it. Look, you can have a wide open conversation and say, like, if you would recommend that she actually sits down with the boyfriend and says, hey, listen, it's just more than just a schedule thing.
Yeah. Just be like, you got a problem with this? And show your whole present yourself.
I cannot.
Be like, what about this?
I die.
I offer you a blank what canvas about this? And you give me nothing. You know?
I cannot.
So do you look at yourself as a blank canvas? Are you the blank canvas?
No, I'm saying she should look at herself.
I think he's talking about her blank canvas.
She should walk out as a blank canvas and say, what is not appetizing about this to you?
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
That's a new one.
I was doing your job. I've been doing your... Well, here's a couple things, a couple did you knows about Chris, too, guys. We found out some things. I found out some things about Chris over the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. The first Dear Albie show without Chris was last week with Mom. Mom filled in, right?
They replaced me with a 60-year-old woman.
I love that.
Mom isn't 60. definitely not 60. I hope she's not listening. But speaking of not listening, we sat back and I said to Chris, I'm like, yeah, you know, it's really funny. People have been hitting us up saying, hey, are you guys going to do Dear Albie merch? And I was like, that's so funny to me because they had little lines. And Chris goes, yeah, well, where's that line from? I go, it's from the intro.
Oh, my God.
He goes, well, what do you mean? I go, Chris, do you not listen to the show?
Yeah,
Chris has never listened to the show.
No. That's amazing.
We have theme music and everything. You don't know any of this?
I'm here for it. Like, why do I need to listen to it?
Because it's our show.
Okay, I didn't watch... After a year or two, I just didn't watch anything on Bravo.
Yeah, but this is not the same thing.
And even that is different.
He's like, I lived it.
Even that is different because, like, oh, they edited it. Let me see what they did with it.
Right.
We have a small budget on this show. We don't do any editing. I know exactly what was said.
Yeah, but still, like, you think maybe you want to listen to it. Maybe you want to change things. Something's good. Something's bad. I don't know. What I mean, like, you have anything like that? Anything?
Yo, when this thing started, Hoda, this is the problem with me. Everyone thinks I'm joking all the time. I said, I don't want to do anything. I said, I'm going to go there and I'm just going to speak.
Right.
And that's it.
Right.
And I feel like they thought I was joking.
And yeah, you're doing your job. You're doing your job brilliantly.
Exactly
as
advertised.
You're nailing it.
But we have a little bit of a, Al and I think we're picking up a little bit of a Leno Letterman thing where like Letterman really didn't give a shit if people liked him and people liked him. And Leno really wanted to make sure that his show was like
number
front
one
and center. Yeah. And like a lot of people liked him and some people were like, you know what? So it's a good balance.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? What do you mean? What are you trying to say?
Dial it back a little bit.
What do you mean dial it back?
Dial it back.
It's
your Instagram. We got to talk about it, man. Your Instagram is weird.
Why? Why is my Instagram weird?
I don't think his Instagram is weird.
Yeah,
because
you guys are
fun.
People ask me if you're well.
What do you mean?
People
ask me. What is wrong with my Instagram? What have I done on Instagram?
Listen, I barely am on Instagram anymore, I swear. I don't even look at it because I think it's
scared of getting catfished.
No, it's just the devil. It's not good. Like, I just look at unhappy people pretending they're happy.
I know.
You know?
I know.
And I don't like that. Anyway. People will come up to you like, hey, how's your brother doing? I'm like, great. And like, no, like, but how's he doing? Because like, I saw his Instagram and I'm like, oh, so it's just, you know, I just think maybe we dial it back. Like, explain the deep fried joke you made yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
So if you listen to the song, it was the Animal, Channel song. Like, you know, the Discovery Channel, do it like you're doing the Discovery Channel, okay? That means, like, you know, doggy style.
Right, but how?
Yeah.
So many layers to that
joke. Yeah, I understand.
And I don't even think they say doggy style in the song.
No, you have to connect a lot of dots.
Right. Like, so how much work do you need us to do?
But you want
to
know something? For the 10 people that actually got it, really appreciated it.
Maybe. But I sent it to Al, and I was like, Al, do you just mean, like, deep fried food? And he was like, no, that's not what I meant. And, like, I don't know, just a lot of work. So... Can I start reading the questions? You took my sheet from me.
You can do that. But I mean, I don't think my Instagram is weird.
I love your Instagram. I don't think your Instagram is weird. I think it's funny.
I actually think it is very funny.
I'm the street reporter. I'm just telling you what people tell me. This was actually written to Abby, December 22nd, 2016, so we could all hope and assume that this person's still alive that wrote this. Dear Abby, my best friend, who is 19, was concerned that she might be pregnant because her period was late. Oh, this is weird now. I didn't expect a teen pregnancy.
Me neither.
Question.
Me neither.
Let's start over.
Okay.
My best friend, who was 19, was concerned that she might be pregnant because her period was late. She told me that she and her husband, yes, she's married. All right, that's cool then.
Okay.
It's cool without it, too. Whatever.
Right.
Have been having unprotected sex. Lo and behold. Is that how it's... Is it
no.
L-O and
I
behold?
I'm not too sure about that. The low, that's like a name.
Yeah,
it's
low is like a nickname for Lola or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Lo and behold, she took multiple tests and she is pregnant. I'm going to stop right here. All she had to say is my 19-year-old friend is pregnant.
I know, that was
we
a
need
lot.
All the shit in the beginning.
I know.
Okay. I know they are getting ready to have a baby, even though she said she's excited. They're currently living in a hotel and she doesn't have a job. Her husband's mom doesn't even know they're married. I feel bad, but it makes me not want to be her friend anymore because of the choices she's made and where she's ended up. First of all, living in a hotel is way more expensive than living in a
hotel. Yeah, that's exactly. Awesome. What's that?
She's like living the dream.
It's like, yeah, no. Like, to me, that's the goal. Yeah, she's like Eloise. Yeah. She's like Britney Spears, lucky.
You know, I mean, you know? First off,
I need to look into Lo and Behold and see if that's actually.
But how do you? But
is it L-O-W, I
no,
think.
No, this person wrote L-O
and capital L.
Well,
like,
it started a
like
sentence,
low.
Which is also a problem.
Right, yeah, okay.
Anyway.
I don't know.
And the near was don't
oh,
know what
to
do.
Oh, it's the start of a sentence. I didn't see that it was the start of the sentence. I'm like, are you just capitalizing that?
I was wondering, you really
like
hung up on that.
Yeah, I was like, why are you just capitalizing that for no reason?
So now, her name was don't know what to do. And I don't even know. I'm going to read you Abby's response, but... She's just minding her own business.
I don't understand. It's a whole lot of...
Your friend is married and pregnant. And you're mad at her.
You just kind of got annoyed because you have a friend? I don't understand. Things happen to your friend? I don't understand any of
this.
This
is an Abby question, not an Albie question.
Thank God.
Just so you know. And Abby said, yes, if you prefer not to be part of her drama and it doesn't take a crystal ball to see that there's likely to be plenty, back off. I don't understand the problem here. And tell her honestly that you are not equipped to handle her problems right now. She's just broke.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be her friend. She's broke. That comes with a lot of problems.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up in my opinion. I think that there's just a lot.
You gold digger.
Yeah, I don't really I don't understand. Like, to me, it almost sounds like your friend's kind of fallen on hard times and could use a friend. You know what I mean?
Way to dip when things get tough.
And not only that, you're writing in to people about this whole thing.
I know.
It's kind of wild for me. Do you think we have friends like this?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely. For sure. All right. So I guess now it's just the Dear Albie. This feels like it's very a much quicker experience because I came in so late, I guess. So we're done after this.
Pretty much. Yeah, you know what? We actually don't. You don't listen to the show. The shows typically range from 30 to 40 minutes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But this is a little bit of a different experience for you, I suppose.
What time did you guys get here? 11?
Probably right around there, yeah.
Dear Albie, I am. This is a real one.
Yeah.
Mailbag question from Adrian. Al, when you answer this, I would like it if you said, yo, Adrian.
Go on.
Okay. Dear Albie, I'm 26 and don't consider any of the relationships I've had to be a serious. Wow, she's already lost me. To be a serious.
Well, you know.
I'm told I'm pretty by legitimate sources, not being conceited.
Legitimate sources.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
To be a serious.
Yes. I got to start over with this one.
Yeah.
Dear Allie, I'm 26 and don't consider any of the relationships I've had to be a serious. Okay. I am told that I'm pretty by legitimate sources.
Oh,
Don
Lemon
reported
Chris.
You're good at legitimate sources.
You're pretty good at impressions. Can you read this in Adrian Brody's voice? It's kind of more fun.
How does he sound?
Yeah. Well, do it like he did. I don't know if you watched Peaky Blinders.
Oh, no, I didn't.
No. That would have been pretty good. It's like a gangster voice. It would have been funny. By legitimate sources.
So a very legitimate source. CNN once reported that Adrian's pretty, but don't understand why it's so incredibly hard for a guy I'd be interested in to return the feelings. I feel burned out from the dating apps. How could I put myself out there more? What am I doing wrong? I'm ready for that next step in my life and trying to be patient. But I want to make sure I'm doing the right things for the pieces to fall into place. So much contradiction there.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
I mean, she wants to know why she's not in a relationship.
First of all, she's 26 years old.
She's saying to herself, hey, I'm pretty wise, and anybody want to be in a relationship with me? And I got news for you, okay? For me, I think we put too much on this. I think you got to be happy with yourself, all right? And then start from there. I think you got to be the type of thing where I like to say to myself, am I being the type of person that I want to attract? So if she's going out there saying, hey, like it's almost like movie reviews. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty legitimate source.
I literally was just looking at that. I was like, yeah. Legitimate sources claim.
I swear to you, I got out of the Uber and I was like, I'm going to start being nicer to the people that write in. Because it's like, I'm kind of a dick to all of them because I read them and I pick the things apart. And it's not nice because I'm sitting there. They have no way to respond to what I'm saying. You know?
Uh-huh. Had to be a serious.
But I don't understand. Like, first of all, you haven't been patient because you're 26 years old.
Yeah, I know.
Like 14 years ago, like you were like you were in Santa. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, let things happen, man. Like, just take your time. I'm sure you are pretty. You don't, and also you don't need sources to tell you that you're pretty. Just
no, she does.
Just look at yourself and be like, I'm pretty. I'm gonna go out, and I know it. You don't need a source for that.
Well,
that's
let me ask a question.
Be conceited. Don't worry. That's another thing.
What would be a legitimate source? Do you consider yourself a legitimate source?
No, I lie to everyone.
Yeah.
I love that.
There's like a small list of people that I try not to lie to at all. If I do, they're very small white lies.
You lie to me?
No, otherwise I would have told you, like you called me today, you're like, want me to come pick you up? And I was like, no, I want to sleep.
Yeah, that's
otherwise,
right.
Otherwise, I would have lied.
That's right.
I would have lied. I would have been like, no, I got shit to do. Right. I have a meeting or something. Mm. I don't know what I would have
right.
said. But I once someone knows me too well, I stop lying to them because they know how much I lie.
Oh, that's good to know. Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
So you earn truth. You
anyone
earn
truth. That I talk to like on a daily basis, I just don't lie to because they know me too well.
Right.
But anyone that I don't talk to all that often, they might think my name is George.
You feel good about yourself.
I lie to them. No, you know, I just don't want to do shit a lot of the time. Okay. I get invited to stuff and I just don't want to go.
Well, listen, Adrian, I would say don't worry about be pretty enough for you. Okay, and let it come. One of the corniest things is it comes when you're not looking for it. I do believe that. I don't like the dating app thing. I think you get what you're looking for. If it's a hookup app, you're getting a hookup. And a lot of these people just kind of swipe on to the next whatever.
I think dating apps are about winning.
I think it's an ego stroke. You're like, oh, this one wants me, this one wants me, and then you may or may not even do anything.
It's a world
with
full
it.
Of filters. Too.
I can't like right.
You don't even know what you're
myself
getting.
To you.
Right.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly.
I can't
describe
be like,
yourself
let me give you 280.
Five sentences.
So I can't do that.
Yeah.
And so I don't. I've never tried them, but I just think you're 26. Like,
yeah, I know.
Like, also, the guys that are your age, respectfully, are idiots.
Exactly.
So.
Like, what are you expecting?
Like, right.
Yeah.
So, like
just take
these
your time.
Things take time.
Right.
Because otherwise, you'll settle down with an idiot.
Right.
Because they're probably your age-ish or so. Right. I really didn't. I tell everybody, like, I'm beginning to feel grown up, and that started, like yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't. No, for real, like, in the past year or so, right. like, I feel like a mature
person.
How
old are you now?
I'm 29.
Okay.
Guys, so. Real quick. We've got The Price is Right playing in the background, and it just came up directed by Adam Sandler. Is that that's got to be a coincidence?
Oh, you know what? We have a minute. No, I got a couple shout-outs.
People Venmoing you again?
Oh, my God. I can't believe this is still happening.
I can't. This is not okay.
How many free lunches have you had?
Just one.
Just one? Yeah. Was it a good one?
No, actually, never showed up. It was a,
confirmed
I'll
sources.
I'll tell you that story on the next podcast. Victoria Urena. Found $1 on the floor today, and she sent that to me, which was nice. Ingrid, I can't pronounce this last name, not even going to try. Thanks for the laughs. Lydia Lazaro, here's my 2 cents, and she sent me 2 cents. Pretty funny. Someone else asked me for $1, and I gave it to them. Alice and Donley, because I'm also a disgruntled Giants fan. Well, thanks. Clarice.
I can't believe this many people are sending you money. I'm
I mean, listen, it's very
freaking
out. Lloyd Alil. Oh, I got a lot on Christmas. I didn't even notice.
You got a lot of Christmas Venmos? Get the hell out of here.
But listen, like, I'm not going to It's very funny.
I die.
But it's been die. 20, I'll tell you.
I'm just sitting here with my jaws just open.
It's been $29.67. So I don't want you to think that I'm like robbing the people. And I haven't accepted any of it yet because I'm still deciding what I'm going to do with it all. Not saying that means it's going to go to charity or anything. I'm just deciding what I'm going to do with it all.
It's going to the pizza fund.
It might go
fund.
To charity.
It's going
or
to the
no.
pizza
but like,
fund.
What's $30 going to do for a charity? You know what I mean?
I hate everything. Everything about you. Man. You know what's amazing?
What disease does $30 cure?
You know what's amazing? Okay. The
dead.
Sentence before this was, I'm starting to feel older. It's unbelievable.
I think the timing's perfect.
Guys, I'm pulling the plug on this one. Hoda, thank you for joining
thank
us.
Thank you for having
Chris,
me.
Chris, better late than never.
Yep.
All right, maybe we'll bang out another one of these. But guys, thank you so much. DearLBMailbag@gmail.com. Write us because you guys are obviously the lifeblood of the show. I mean, you're keeping Chris going. That's for sure.
Thank you for that. Chris Manto 8, by the way.
Oh, my God. I was trying to get the exit out. Thank you, guys. We'll catch you later. Bye.